We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, and we will be beginning on the bottom of Tzadik Beis Amud Beis. We learned in the Mishnah that if you have a Chotzer Katana next to a Chotzer Gedoyla, the Katana cannot carry in his Gag because it's open completely to the Gedoyla. The Gedoyla, since it's wider, has Gefufim, which means it has Mechitzas to the side, and that makes that you have Mechitzas, and the opening is only a Pesach, and therefore you can carry in the Gedoyla. Yesterday I mentioned that the Mishnah was going according to the Rabbanon, who holds you're not like carry from Gag to Gag, therefore it's a problem parts of Makom Asala. I might say that was incorrect, because the Mishnah could go to Kuli Alma, could even be going according to Rameyer, like Rashi points out there. It's not only the Rabbanon, it could be even Rameyer, because regarding Kalim of the Bias, also you're not allowed to carry, everyone agrees you're not allowed to carry Kalim from the Bias from one roof to another roof, so the din of that it's also to carry Kalim the Bias on the Katana, because it's open to the Gedoyla, is also according to Rameyer. So if we're talking about Kalim the Bias, it could be even for Rameyer, that Mishnah. And the Mishnah says if you have a Katana open to the Gedoyla, it is Aser, and the Gedoyla is Mutter. And the Gemara wanted to learn out from that different halachas. And the Gemara, one of the halachas the Gemara learned out was that by when you have Kalayim, the halacha is that if you have a big field and a small field, the halacha is that you cannot plant anything in the small field if there's a vineyard in the big field. Why? Because that small field is like the door of the big field. And even if you're marchig 4 amos, which usually is enough, you cannot plant in the small field because it's considered the Pesach, it's the door of the Gedoyla. Now, Rabbi had a problem with that. Rabbi said, because I made a mechitza now to protect the Gedoyla from the Katana, then that's the reason, because of that, you're not going to be able to plant, so you find the thing that a mechitza makes an Isser? That was Rabbi's question. So the Gemara has a few mandiyam here trying to show Rabbi that we do have places where you can have mechitza li surah. So starting Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, 2 lines from the bottom. Omalei Rav Labayev, Lemetzin Mechitza Le'Isser, you don't find that if someone adds a wall that it could create the Isser, but it's what I learned regarding Sukkah. Sichir Agavi Achsadra, Shiesh Lo Petzimim, Kesheira. If you have a Achsadra, it's like a gazebo that has two full walls, and on the other two sides, like the side going through, you know, let's say you have two walls right and left, and then in the front and back, there's no walls whatsoever. But you have Petzimim. You have these little one tefach corners that close up that side. So halacha is, for a sukkah, two walls and a one tefach is good for a sukkah. That's enough. So here you have two walls and a tefach. So it's good for a sukkah. It's kosher. V'ilu hishve pitzimeha pesula. But let's say you did some construction and you made a wall now attaching the two pitzimim, the two corners to each other. Basically flattening out the corners now. You're left with no corners now. Now it's flush through the gazebo. You only have two walls without anything sticking out because you just added a wall to even it out. So you see, I made a wall and that causes the sukkah to be possible. So you see that making a mechitza can make something aser. So what he's telling Abaya, what do you do for a mechitza aser? Omle Abaya, that's not true what you're saying. And for two reasons. First of all, Kesheira. It's kosher for a sukkah even now. Why? Because he holds that you say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. He say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim even when you have two mechitzas. Now everyone agrees that two mechitzas enough to say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. He says when you have two full walls, you can still say Pitikra. And even the Dach will hold that you don't say Pitikra, which means you don't say that the roof comes down. It's not the roof, the beam comes down and closes up the side. Even if you don't hold of Pitikra Yared Vesaisim, still, it's not the mechitza that's making it aser. Tzilik mechitza see. The reason why this is not a good sukkah is because you took away those corner pieces. You took away, you made a tzilik mechitza. It's not because you made a mechitza. It's because you took away those mechitzas. So therefore, it's not a riot. The third Gemara that tries to bring a riot, this is the second time we already answered tzilik mechitzas. And so we said yesterday, it's a different Amaroyim, they didn't know this teretz yet. So only Rabbi Baruch Hanan Labaya. Rabbi Baruch Hanan asked Labaya a similar question. Don't you find mechitza that can make iser by tayyum and abraisam? Bayis shechetzio mekura vechetzve mekura. You have a house. It doesn't have to be a house. It could be like a field that's under a roof. You're looking, let's say, your backyard. You're planting things, and it's under a roof. Half of it has a roof, and half the place where you're planting does not have a roof. Vechetzve en mekura. Gefanim kan. If you have a vineyard under the roof. Mutal is Rayakan. You let a plant right next to it, where it's open. What's the reason? Because you say, Pitikra Yarev Vesaisim. You say, on that roof, at the ends of the roof, it comes down and it closes up and it makes a wall. So therefore you let it plant. The halacha is let it plant seeds right next to the vineyard if you have a wall in between. So if you had it only half of it covered, so then halacha is mutter. Real hishva is kiruv, so he extended the roof over his ram, asr. So what do you see? I made an extra mechitza, I added a roof, and the halacha is that you now let it plant. So again, you see, mechitza l'isr. And for the Gemara, same tarot. There, it's not pshat because you're adding on a roof does it become asa. By adding on the roof, you are taking away the pitikra. This is take away the pitikra. You have said some. Therefore, you cannot plant this. So it's not really a mechitza l'isr. It's just taking away a mechitza. Then the Gemara comes to the last kasha on Abaya, the kasha or taina that you find mechitza l'isr. Sholach Rava. Rava this time asked the kasha through a shliach. He sent the kasha to Abaya with Rav Shmaya. You don't find mechitza l'iser. By the time you learn to the brisa, yes, mechitzas akerem l'hakel v'lahachmer. When it comes to a vineyard, sometimes mechitzas could be a kula and sometimes could be a chumra. Ketzad kerem hanatuad ikem mechitza. A vineyard that's planted until a wall, until a solid wall. You let a plant on the other side of the mechitza right away. Mamash right there. The other side of the wall, you could plant. We even had such an idea, actually, earlier on in the Masechta, even maybe with a Turas HaPesach, you could plant on both sides. There's a tzad there in the Gemara before. So, mechitza, you could plant right next to each other with a mechitza. That's the kula of mechitza by kerem, by vineyards. And there is, that's the kula. If there was no mechitza, you would have to be marchik. You have to go away. For ames, v'zereya and plant, v'zu hi mechitza kerem l'hakol. This is mechitza kerem. That's l'hakol. What's l'hachmer? L'hachmer ketzad. Hayamoshuch min hakoysel rav amah. If you had a vineyard that was removed from the koysel 11 ames, you cannot plant in between those 11 ames any zera. Even though it's 4 ames away from the kerem, you can't plant it. Lo yave zera l'sham. Shemalei mechitza. If there wouldn't be a mechitza here, marchik dal ames, you'd be able to be marchik, remove yourself for dal ames from the kerem and plant. Vizreya v'zuy mechitza kerem l'hachme. Here you can't. Even though you have 11 ames in between, you cannot plant there. And the Gemara, we'll see exactly why in the Gemara. We'll explain the Gemara in a second why. But he's saying you have mechitza l'hakol where there's a mechitza. I can plant on both sides of it, and so mechitza can make a chumra. Why? Usually, if you have a vineyard, you can mark it 4 amas and plant. If you have a mechitza, and then 11 amas later, you have a vineyard, you cannot plant over there, in between there. Because of the mechitza. See mechitza l'isr? Omalei, so Abaya answers, and from the next abraisa, then we'll explain this halacha. He says, L'tameich, Abaya says to Rava, to the shliach, he says, L'tameich, you're asking me a kasha, in this case, of the wall, the 11 amas of wall. What do you have to ask me from a Memra, a brisa. I have a first mishnah. What if that's from a brisa? It's always better to ask the kasha from a mishnah. There's a first mishnah about this wall, and I'll answer you soon. But first, let me show you the mishnah that says this exact halacha of bimarchik mamakaisel. And tonight, I went to the mishnah. We had this mishnah actually on the Gimel Abayz and Sechs Erevin. And tonight, I went to the mishnah. So before we see this mishnah, let me give a little akdama. The akdama is that the Gemara is going to assume that 4 amas away from a vineyard has the din of a vineyard. Why? Because it's called Kedei Avodas Kerem. That since on a vineyard you take around your cows and your plows around to plow, therefore you need 4 amas space around the kerem just for the work of the kerem. Therefore 4 amas of the kerem is bottled to the kerem, it's called a kerem. That's one halacha. So the other halacha is that any patch where you plant things, if it doesn't have 4 amas for itself, it's bottled to the bigger kerem. So technically, in order to plant Zeraim and be removed from the kerem, you need 8 amas. You need 4 amas for Avodas HaKerem. That means the first 4 amas are part of the kerem. Then you need another 4 amas because it doesn't have its own 4 amas. It's bottled to the bigger place. So it comes out, if you have a kerem on 2 sides of you or 4 sides of you, you would need across 16 amas. Why? Each part of kerem needs 4 amas for the plows, which makes a part of kerem. That's already 8, 4 and 4 for each side. And then each patch needs 4 amas. It shouldn't be bottled to the kerem on the side. So it needs altogether 16. That's according to Rav Meir. According to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel. Sorry. You need altogether 16 according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds that it could be, it's like Rashi has two Pshamim before, either the Vaidus Akarim for the plows needs 8 Amos, more than 4 Amos, or he needs for to be a Chosh of a field to be called 8 Amos. So therefore, he needs another 8 Amos altogether, and that would be 24. And then there's another lach with the wall, which we'll explain when we get there. The Tanan. Karachas Akarim, which means a kerem that has an opening in the middle, and you want to plant there zeroim. It has to be from one side of the, you know, one kerem to the other kerem, has to be 24 amos, like we just explained. The Gemara will explain it also. We still arm it to Zayin amos. We still have 16 amos. Mechol kerem, which means there's a row of a kerem next to a wall. And the Gemara will explain that in a second. So first, let's do the karachas kerem. Ezu karachas kerem, like we just explained. Kerem shechar v'msiyase, a kerem that has an opening in the middle. Im ein shom tezayin ama, if there's no 16 amas there, lo yavi zera l'sham. You cannot bring there any seeds to plant. But hoyu shom tezayin ama, noisin lo kedei avadasoy. What you do is, if you have 16 amas, noisin lo kedei avadasoy. You give the kerem the space for its plows, which is 4 amas each side. That's 8 now. V'zerei as a moiser, and you plant the other 8. You plant the zram. Each one has a patch of 4 to hold its own, connected the kerem on each side. Ezu mechal akerem. What's mechal akerem? Mechal akerem means you have a wall and you have a vineyard next to the wall. So if the vineyard is only 11 amas away from the wall, you cannot plant seeds there. Why? Because 4 amas next to the kerem is part of the kerem because kedei avodas akerem. Because you need it for the plows. For the zeruah halacha, 4 amas next to the wall also can't be planted there because it's not safe to plant things next to the wall. Because when you bring in the heavy equipment there, next to the wall, it'll shake the foundation of the wall and make it weaken it, and it will come down. Therefore, you can't plant within 4 amas of the wall, and that's not counted as a field either. Now, if you only have 11 amas, you're only left with 3 amas to plant seeds. Again, 3 amas are always bottled to the kerem. So if you have a kerem that's 11 amas away from the wall, I cannot plant seeds there because I need 4, 4, and 4. And Fibre Shammai, either he holds the kerem is bigger or the etzem field has to be bigger, not a 4 amas. So that's all be an extra 4 amas in Beis Shammai. Ezu mechal akerem, ben akerem legeder, shem ein sham yubay zama, you don't have 12 amas there, lo yavi lezer sham, you can't bring seeds there. Hoyu sham yubay zama, if there was 12 amas there, noisen like a day avadasai, you give enough around the kerem for its plows, vizereya sa moisar, and you're planting the rest. So what's the kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, you see, I put a wall up here, the wall caused that I can't go 4 amas away anymore. Usually, if I have a vineyard, I can plant 4 amas away. Here, because I have a wall, I have 11 amas and I can't plant. So you see, mechitza l'isah. So Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha at all. Lemaisa is saying, he asked from a braisa. Rabbi says it's a first mishnah. And I'm telling you, it's not a kasha, Dr. Vaya. Halahosam lav hainu taima elo dechol arba amas legabi kerem avodas hakerem. The 4 amas next to the kerem is kedei avadasa, like we said before. Legavi geder, the 4 amas next to the wall, kibulim is darin, since you don't plant the afkuri mafgalu, it becomes hefker, it's not considered anything, it's not considered a separation at all. The baini, in between the two, iikadal, if you have 4 chashivim, it's chashiv, viloi le chashivim, if not, it's not chashiv. So he says, it's nothing to do with being mechitzle, so the part is, you don't have enough space to plant the seeds. Ad kan, the discussion to Abaya by the Kasha of Mechitz Lissa, and Ad kan, the discussion. We're going to go back to another case of Mechitza of Chatzah Gedoyla and Chatzah Katana. Rav Yehuda. Before we start, we have to remind ourselves of the Gemara in the first parak and the first parak. The halach is, if you make, you're in the Bika, in the Derech, and you make yourself a wall that's made out of either only Shasi or only Erev. Only chassis means only vertical posts. You make a bunch of reeds that are sticks within 3 tefachim from each other, and that's how you protect yourself. It's not such a good mechitza, Chazal said, because it's not so strong. Another way to make it is with Erev. You take strings, 3 strings, put them within 3 tefachim from each other, and put it around, and you surround yourself with those strings. That's a mechitza shel Erev. The halacha is, these mechitzas have a limit. They can't be more than Beis Yisayim, unless you have a shayara. Shayara means that you have 3 people residing in these mechitzas, then you can have as big as you want. But if it's only one person, all you get is Beis Yisayim. That's the halacha that we had before. One person Beis Yisayim, shiara gets as big as you want. Now, you had over here, Rav Yehuda, you had Gimel Karfifa Yizeh B'tzadzeh. You made yourself 3 of these pens or like areas or enclosed areas, three of them, you made them all attached to each other, all open to each other. And the way it looked was, the two outer ones were bigger, and Vemtsoi was smaller. It looked like, you know, a barbell, you know, weights. You know, that's what it looked like. And the outside was bigger and the inside was smaller. Like the picture, the first picture. It looks like the outside was bigger and small. Now, if you look at the outside karfif on both sides, there was a lot of gedolos. And the inside karfif is a katana. And one person lives in each one. All three have one person living there. Shaila is, if one person living there, all you get is Beis HaSayim. But if there's three people living in one place, you get more to Beis HaSayim. So Gemara's Mechadish, Nasa Keshiyara, V'Noyislam Kol Tzarkam. The middle one gets a din of a Shiyara, because it's like three people living there, and it can be as big as you want, the middle one. Now, why is the bigger one get a chance? Why is it called three people living in the bigger one? So Rashi says, because since the Aminon, the Yurei Gedolim B'Katan, he said the people of the big one are living in the Katan. V'nimtza shloshtam v'mtsoi, nimtza three people living in Mitzoi, v'mtsoi mitzarfam. And the middle one is mitzarfit, umutter. Mitzoi is there, and this middle is bigger, as big as you want. Now, that's what the Gemara says. I have to speak out that this Gemara is very shver. That L'chaira, we said before, he was saying that it's like everyone's living in the Katana. We had before, if you have nine people in the Gedoyla and one person in the Katana is Musurf to the Gedoyla. But if it's the opposite case, if one person in the Gedoyla, nine people in the Katana, what's the halacha? It's no good. Because we always say the Gedoyla is Moshe on the Katana. It's like brings the Katana into you. He was saying the opposite, you're in the Katana. This is a very big question. The Tosfos Rosh actually asks the question, and I don't really understand the Teretz. So it's a very shvera Gemara, but somehow the Gemara we are saying is mamash the opposite of the Gemara before, where it's saying that everyone's in the Ketanah. That's what Rashi says, and I can't really help you right now to explain you how to answer the steer between the two Gemaras. But Akaponim, when here we have a karfif on the outside is bigger and the smaller one and the inside is smaller, the halacha is everyone's like the inside has din v'shiyara and it can be bigger than base aside. Nasa kishyara nasa called tzarka. The next case is vaday. What about the opposite case? Vaday emtsoyim megufov. I'm taking the word of vaday. Emtsoyim megufov. Let's say the middle one is bigger. V'shtayim echitzoyim einim megufov. The outside ones are smaller. V'yachav zeh. One's halacha there. Ein noisim al beis sheish. You only get each one only gets beis asayim, which means altogether beis sheish. You cannot get as much as you want. It's not a shiara. Why? Because there, like it's like everyone, according to Rashi's chat over here, whoever lives in the Gedolah, it's like lives in the Ketanah. You only have one person there, so the most you'll have in one of the outside ones, which is a Ketanah, is two. The most you have is two in the outside ones. So none of them will be like a Shiara. None of them have either three live there. In the first case, where everyone's like lives in the Ketanah, so then you get the middle one could be as big as you want, because it's like a Shiara. In this case, it's not like a Shiara. You got it, Maishi? This case is not like a Shiara because the back, when they both go, even if you live in the Ketana, it's only one person extra living in the Ketana. It's altogether two. That's it. So, tomorrow clarifies about the second case. Is there a way we can make a Shiara? Let's say you have a case. You have one, two, and one. The middle one has two people. Now, if you have two people living in the middle, so now they're the Kilin Ketana. The Kilin Ketana, you have three. You have three. Go out here, there's three. If you consider them part of this one, there's three. You go here, you have three. Have us. Therefore, maybe the two outer ones are like a shiara, and they get as much as you want. Or maybe it's more mistavra that space constraints. If you had two people in the middle, you would split them up. You put them both in the same place, you split them up, and you have it all together too. So you still don't have a shiara. Then Tim Shloim are going to tell me because the, you know, split them up. What about the lachas like this? If what would the lach in this case? Nafak shnayim bezev shnayim bezev. You had two people in this outer one, two people in this outer one. Ve'echav emtzoy. So now hachavadi lachan nafik tlosav ve'echav nafik tlosav. Wherever he goes, you'll have three. So maybe the outer ones be shiara. Idoma emr lachan nafik emr lachan nafik. We don't know which one to put him by to make it three. Tomorrow ends off. That we don't know, but still, v'hilchasa bayin l'kula. These things, we're going to pass l'kula, both these shahs go l'kula. That means, say, if you have two people in the middle, you're going to say it's good because it's like a shiara and the ketana. And say if you have two people in the outer ones, one person in one, and one person in the middle one, it's going to be like a shiara because they're on the outer one. Ad kan, this gemara of the three kafifas in a row.